US President Donald Trump has withdrawn his support for Marjorie Taylor Greene, blasting the Georgia congresswoman as a traitor and branding her a lightweight. It comes after Ms. Greene, who's been one of the president's strongest MAGA allies, backed a push to release more files linked to the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Ms. Greene says Donald Trump's online attacks have now put her in danger by fueling threats against her. Matt Klink is a former Republican strategist turned political commentator. He joined me earlier.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, what does this very public clash between Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene tell us about the state of the MAGA movement and the Republicans at the moment?
Well, I think that the spat between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump is less about MAGA and more about Marjorie Taylor Greene just being quirky. I mean, let's not forget that she was someone whose views are fairly fringe, and so much so that the mainstream media wouldn't put her on television. That is, until she started to charge off after Donald Trump as it relates to the Epstein files and subsidies for Obamacare. So it's interesting. I guess it's the classic, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Mm-hmm. So, but she's made some hay. Donald Trump has criticized her, and now it's an open and public spat that Representative Greene will ultimately lose, given that Donald Trump has the bully pulpit.
What's your read on, within the MAGA movement itself, the desire to have more of these Epstein files released, no matter who they relate to?
You know what? And I think that it's not only among the MAGA movement, it's among the population writ large. Look, these files have been in the hands of the Biden administration. Trump made great hay by saying that he was going to release all of the MAGA or the Epstein files when he came into office, and he's yet to do so. And, you know, I just wrote a Substack on this the other day, and from a strategic communications perspective, he's getting the worst of everything because it's a drip, drip, drip of old information that the news media covers as new information, and it allows his opponents to say, just release the files, release them all. And it's just a big mistake on his part. But no, MAGA in general, they want the files released. They want to, quote unquote, clear the swamp. And anybody mentioned in those files who allegedly was with these young girls that Epstein was arrested for, they want those names out there in the public.
What can we expect from this week's vote on releasing more of the files, and what do you think it could mean politically, Matt?
Well, I think that the vote will ultimately pass. They're using something in the House that's called a discharge petition, where if you get 218 votes, which is a majority of the 435 members, you have to bring something to the floor, even if the majority party doesn't want it. So enough Republicans have teamed up with Democrats to move this discharge petition forward. Ultimately, look, I think that they'll probably vote to release as many of the files as they can. If the Trump administration were smart, they would just say release all of them to the extent that you can without harming people, i.e. the minors at the time who are listed by name in the files. But just get all of the information out there and end it once and for all. We know that Trump is mentioned in those files, but we don't believe that there is anything that he did that's nefarious, bad, or illegal. But there are probably some other high-profile people in there across the board on both sides of the political aisle. Just get it all out there, and then at least the debate is over who's mentioned and what's said, as opposed to what are we not seeing and what are they hiding.
Do we know the extent of this, Matt? How many more files are yet to be released? What's the balance there?
Gosh, you know, the Democrats selectively released some pages last week. The Republicans countered by releasing 20 to 25,000 pages. There are probably, all told, with grand jury and investigatory, there could be hundreds of thousands or millions of pages here. So it's not something that, you know, you and I just aren't going to sit down and put a stack of papers in front of us and read these things. It's going to take a long time to plow through them, which, even better for President Trump, just throw it all out there and And if it takes, you know, we're heading into our Thanksgiving and then the Christmas season, the news media is going to slow down and people are going to be focused elsewhere. Get it all out there. Take your lumps once, as opposed to right now, which is the drip, 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 or death of a thousand cuts that Donald Trump is going through.
What do you think, why do you think this issue and these files has become so important for some members of the MAGA movement?
Well, one, because Donald Trump said he was going to release the files, and they're like, live up to your word, do what you said you're going to do, which Donald Trump actually does a pretty darn good job on. He says he's going to do stuff, and he does it. So this is just one of those things where the rhetoric is not matching reality. And I think that for Democrats, this is the gift that keeps on giving, because they had these files for 4 years under the Joe Biden presidency, and nobody called for them to be released. So now that they're in the minority, they're like, release the files. What are you hiding? And it's just, again, it's a political opportunity that the president caused of his own making. Just release the files and be done with it.
Where does this leave Marjorie Taylor Greene now? We've seen an update in the New York Times saying that she expresses her support for President Trump despite his criticism, but he's hit out hard at her, calling her a traitor and a disgrace as well. How does all this end for her?
Well, it probably ends poorly. She was going to try to run for governor of Georgia. She represents a district in that state. Trump would not back her. She decided to run for re-election. I don't know what she was thinking about how she could criticize Donald Trump. But again, it's not just the Epstein files. It's also the Obamacare subsidies that the Democrats, mind you, no Republican has ever voted for these Obamacare subsidies. So Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking favorably about the subsidies, which kind of flies in the face of everything that the Republicans are trying to do. Donald Trump has struck back hard, as he does, as your listeners, I'm sure, are aware. And she probably will get primaried, meaning that she will get a Republican challenger in the primary, and she may not make it into a general election in November of 2026.
Matt Klinker, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Never a dull moment in American politics.